Hello and welcome to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, which is your audio guide to all things guinea pigs. Thank you for joining me today. Hello, welcome back. Welcome if you are new. Hello, I'm your host Sam, and this podcast is a place where together we share our love for all things guinea pigs, their big, cheeky personalities, yet small, fluffy physical bodies, and how we can ensure that they get the best life possible so that we in turn can benefit from their interaction, love, and overall cuteness. This podcast is brought to you by Popcorn and Piggy. Popcorn and Piggy, the brand, is your one-stop shop for unique, cute and funny guinea pig clothing, mugs, greeting cards and stickers, and we are taking over the internet via our YouTube channel, Instagram and Facebook accounts, so that together our community, the Popcorners, will change the stigma around guinea pigs being easy and disposable pets and instead spread the word that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world. So that's enough for the intro, now let's get into this week's episode. What's up, Popcorners, and welcome back to another episode of the Popcorn and Piggy podcast. Can you tell I've had my cup of tea this morning? Oh yeah, let's rock and roll. So, today we are going to be talking all about what's been going on at Popcorn and Piggy HQ, because if you haven't been following me on Instagram, if you haven't, then what are you doing? Come over, it's at PopcorningPiggy. Obviously, I put a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on there. If you want to just find out what's going on day by day, then definitely come and check out Instagram. I post in my stories every day. Also, it's a great time if you're, you know, thinking about when the podcast goes live. Every time I launch a new podcast, I also put it on there and obviously let you know the theme, all the things like this. So if you're not already, come and follow me on Instagram at PopcorningPiggy. Also, just come and have a chat with me on the feed, on the stories. Come and vote for potential new podcast episodes and just DM me and say, hi, I love listening to the podcast. I would love to talk with you and help you in any way that I can. So yeah, PopcorningPiggy on Instagram. So lots has been going on in January 2020. We are only halfway through it. But like I say, there is a great guinea pig takeover at Popcorn and Piggy HQ. I will get into this in a minute. But before we talk about this episode and all the craziness that has been happening, I want to give a big shout out to one of you lovely listeners who has left a wonderful review on the podcast. And thank you so, so much. If you don't already know, if you leave a review on the Apple Podcast app, I will obviously give you a shout out in a future episode. I have quite a few to do, so thank you so much for all of you who have done it. And obviously they will be getting shouted out, is that a word, on future episodes. But today is the review from Femble. So thank you so much. You're in the USA and your review has the best title, which is I'm Popcorning for this podcast. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. So they say, this podcast was a lucky discovery. I've since been able to ask questions via social media on Instagram, come and follow me, and got an almost immediate real response that was both caring, encouraging and helpful, just like the amazing podcast. My only complaint, you're more than welcome to have any, is that I didn't find it before I became a human guinea pig slave. Lol. I think we all feel like that. Now, thanks to Popcorn and Piggy, I've been able to find pea flakes in the USA that my boys aren't turning their noses up at. And if you want to know where from, go and check last episode with the lovely Daniel from the Natural Cavi. And the review continues, I will be sad the day this venture becomes too big to be personal, but I only see amazing things in high places for this venture. Much love, Weeking Feeble. Thank you so, so much. By the way, this will always be personal. This will always be me on the podcast. This is not something that will ever be outsourced or will ever be someone else doing. Like, this is me talking to you about guinea pigs. This is my love, my passion, as you can always tell from these episodes. I just love the furry, furry potatoes. So this is never going to be too big that it doesn't get done. I love the podcast, I love the YouTube channel, I love the social media. Like, this is amazing. So obviously if you want to support the podcast in any way, then you can obviously share the episodes. That's one way, a free way to help out. And also I have the whole shop, which is, if you like guinea pigs as much as me, obviously you can get clothing, mugs and all that to help wear your guinea pig love with pride. You know, get pea flakes for your guinea pigs if you're in the UK. Get stickers to decorate your planners. Everything. Share birthday cards, Christmas cards, whatever it is. That obviously just helps support me in terms of the whole popcorning piggy universe, let's say, to keep going. And obviously I like to provide you guys with something as well in exchange for it. So yeah, if you haven't already, please check out the shop. But this will always be personal. It will always be me talking to you. That's always going to be, no matter how big or small or whatever, this will always be something that I love to do and will continue. So thank you so much, Feeble, for your wonderful review, 5 stars, and obviously, like I say, the title was amazing. So if you want to be shouted out on the podcast in the future, then head over to the Apple Podcast app, scroll down just below this episode or below any episode, and you'll find like a star rating and a box where you can leave your comment. Obviously, I can then see your comment and we'll give you a shout out in a upcoming episode. And of course, even if you're not listening on the Apple Podcast app, one way to help support, and obviously for me again to help share you and potentially give you a shout out on Instagram, is to also share that you're listening to this in your Instagram stories. And of course, if you tag me at Popcorning Piggy, again, I will share it. You know, people will go check out your profile, and also more people can obviously find the episode and the podcast at large. So thank you so much for everyone who's already left reviews. Like I say, I have quite a few to shout out in upcoming episodes. And if you haven't already done so, check it out. So with that being said, let's get started into the actual real episode. So January 2020, this one. It's been a crazy start to the year. So, if you don't know, if you're not, come over to Instagram at Popcorn and Piggy. We have had a great guinea pig takeover at Popcorn and Piggy HQ. Now, if you're new, I normally have 4 boys of my own. They live in 2 pairs. And so we always have 4 guinea pigs at Popcorn and Piggy HQ. However, we tend to have usually 1 or 2 extras from the local rescue where I'm a volunteer at, as I become a bit of a foster mum. So there's usually 5 or 6 at Popcorn and Piggy HQ, because there's usually 1 or 2 fosters. They're always boys, as you will see a theme. I seem to go down the boy route, which I'm going to be a bit controversial here, but I think I like boys more than girls. Boys just seem to have bigger personalities. But definitely let me know. Come over to Instagram and let me know if you have boys or girls, or if you have both. Let me know what you think. I also have a soft spot for black guinea pigs. They just always seem much more tamer, much more interactive. Again, let me know if this is something you have experienced. We are now, so I've had 6 guinea pigs of my own, and I'm now up to, so hint, hint, if you've been following along, I'm now up to 17 foster guinea pigs. We jumped very, very quickly. So yeah, have had a lot of guinea pigs in and out in a very, very short time. And these are my kind of analogies in terms of boys and girls. And also just black guinea pigs seem more tame. I don't know what it is. So what is going on? So yeah, we normally have a foster or two from the local rescue, which, if you don't know, my local rescue is Worcestershire Rabbit Rescue and Friends. So if you're ever, if you know, interested in any of the guinea pigs that I talk about, or have seen them on social media, and you're interested in obviously adopting them, if you're in the Midlands UK, Worcestershire, Gloucestershire, Herefordshire, that's the rescue that I volunteer at. So if you're ever interested in adopting anyone, that's where you need to go and check them out. And they've got their whole website and thing, and you can check it out. So what has been happening? So I preempt this with saying we normally have 1 or 2 fosters. Currently, I have 6 fosters. So we have 10 guinea pigs at Popcorn and Piggy HQ right now. I am definitely feeling like a guinea pig slave. Like, it takes me about an hour to spot clean everyone. It is quite the ordeal. However, I have 6. The rescue themselves on one Saturday, and I have to preempt this with the 6 boys that I've got also were surrendered with 5 more. So they had 11 guinea pigs in one day from one place. And we'll get into their story in a minute. But that wasn't just the one day. There was others surrendered on the same day. So within one day, the rescue, I think, went from a population of guinea pigs of two, I think, and they were at my house, the Fosters, went up to 17, maybe even 18. I can't even remember now. So that was a large increase in one day. Now, obviously, for most rescues, maybe that's just a normal weekend. But for the rescue that I volunteer at, it's very small. There tends to be a few more rabbits than guinea pigs. So this is like the biggest guinea pig intake and actually guinea pig number that have been at the rescue since they started. So it was a lot. She had space for everyone. However, obviously I helped out and took six other boys. So yes, 10 guinea pigs at Popcorn Piggy HQ. If you want to see them all and check them out, you can obviously go to Instagram at Popcorn Piggy. I've done a whole post showing all of them. There are some very, very cute ones. And then I've also done a YouTube video showing how I fit everyone in. Because, let's talk about this. So as they came, let's talk about their story. So the story is that I think the story originates that someone went to a pet shop, I'm guessing by some of the things that have come into my house with the foster pigs that it was Pets at Home, but I don't know that for sure. They've obviously bought two guinea pigs, maybe even adopted them from the Support for Adoption. I don't know, I'm just going from information here. And then sadly one has turned out to be a boy and one's a girl. So it was an accidental breeding situation. Not a problem. Very, very common. I say not a problem. Obviously, really, it's the pet shop's fault if that is the case because they've wrongly sexed them. One of sadly many, many stories that you hear. But it is very, very common. So obviously, there was a litter of guinea pigs then that showed up. And one litter of accidental breeding, I think, turned very, very quickly. Maybe again through lack of education, not realising that guinea pigs, if for instance, so this is the educational part right now, if you don't know, baby guinea pigs are called a pup. They come out with their eyes open, fully furry, and within 3 to 4 weeks they are sexually mature. So as soon as the baby boys are 3 or 4 weeks old, they can impregnate mommy again. So it can very, very quickly turn into lots and lots of babies if you're not aware of what's goes on. So I don't know if that is what has happened, but very, very quickly two guinea pigs turned into 15 guinea pigs. And I don't think they had large litters. From what I can tell from the boys I've got, there's probably two in a litter. So they're not huge litters. Like guinea pigs can have, I think, anything to up to about 4 guinea pigs on average in a litter. I'm going off colour, which isn't a true indication, but it's usually a good idea. So very, very quickly they were overwhelmed with guinea pigs. And those were the ones I know about. There could be others that they've rehomed and things themselves. So something maybe wasn't quite right in terms of what they knew what they were doing. They hadn't done their research, but each to their own. You know, these things very much happen and there's no judgment at all. Obviously, if this has happened to you, I'm sure you've done your research and things. You're listening to the podcast, so I'm sure you are. But these things do happen. You know, there's absolutely no judgment. They've ended up at the rescue. They're going to get a really good home. I'm in no way inclined to, you know, judgment or anything. The guinea pigs themselves, from what I can tell from the six boys, were all really healthy. They are on the petite side, I would say, that's probably just due to lack of space and diet. I'll get into the space side of things in a minute. But overall, they seem pretty healthy. Like there's no medical issues. None of them seem to have bad poops or anything, which obviously is a sign of digestive issues. So they've obviously reasonably been looked after. The only problem, and I think this comes with having so many in a short period of time and potentially just not being prepared for it. Like I say, there's no judgment. But this is something that you should not do. So again, if you're listening to the podcast and you're obviously aware of this, but if you can help in any way to spread this to more people, please do. And one way to do that is obviously to share the podcast. The six boys I have who are all fully grown, pretty much. There's maybe one or two who are not quite, but they're all 6 to 12 months old, from what we can tell, so they're fully grown, as much as can be. They were all in a hamster cage, probably no larger than half a metre by a quarter of a metre. So what's that, 50 centimetres by 25 centimetres. And if you're in America or somewhere that they do imperial, that would be, what, about 2.5, 3 foot by 1.5 to 2 foot. A tiny little hamster cage. All six boys were in this tiny hamster cage. I did see this cage. Unfortunately, it was not the cleanest. It also was not the best smelling. So unfortunately, obviously six guinea pigs in that small space, it would have smelt, just due to the number of poops on peas and whatnot. But what happened, because it was such a small space, I don't know how they moved in there, to be honest. It was so small. They had a big argument, and so three were still in this tiny hamster cage. I don't know how those three still were happy with each other. They must just be very, very docile and laid back boys. Then three others had been taken out and all separated. So when they came into the rescue, obviously there was three boys together and then three solo boys. So that would have meant four cages or four pens or four places for the boys to be kind of housed at the rescue. So this is where I jumped in, because those are just the six boys. There was also a mom and her four babies, and the babies were about 3 to 4 weeks old. So yeah, there was a lot. So I jumped to help out. I've taken the six boys, so there was three altogether and three separate. So again, if you want to see how I managed to fit them all in my house, obviously providing indoor accommodation is really, really important, because I didn't know whether they were indoors or outdoors, especially because it's winter. And also they're all, at this present moment, the last two are being neutered today and all the others have been neutered. So if you've listened to the podcast before, part of the neutering process obviously is to give them antibiotics and make sure they're really, really healthy and recover well. And obviously that requires indoor accommodation too. So that's another reason that they come to me. So yeah, fitting 10 guinea pigs into the house was a mammoth job. I somehow managed to do it. My house has been taken over by guinea pigs, but we are getting there. So they had, I don't think they had a terrible start to life. Like I say, they all seem in really good condition. Like, there's no medical issues. They all seem absolutely wonderful, lovely boys. Like, there's only one that's really, really skittish. All the rest are timid, but not petrified. They're all quite happy to sit and weep for vegetables or stare at me and say, excuse me, my hay needs refilling, or whatever it is. They are all more than happy to do that, as guinea pigs do. The only issue was the space and potentially the lack of cleaning up. But like I say, no judgment at all from me. We all have to learn. We all start from somewhere. And potentially this was a situation that got out of hand very, very quickly, which is why I do what I do, in the sense of trying to help educate people on guinea pigs, their care, their lives, how long they live for, you know, all these things, because this is something that the pet shops don't tell you. So someone's got to do it. So all six boys are at the house. They are absolutely amazing. Like I say, the last two today are getting neutered. So far four have been done and the last two are today. Everything's been going without a hinge, no problems at all. Just had one boy who had some stomach upset. So all of them have been having probiotics. Like I say, I don't know their previous diet, so it could just be his gut flora was not the best. So a bit of probiotic really, really helps. But the other three have been fine since having probiotics and whatnot. So. And already I've been able to, obviously the three are still together. If you want a good laugh, again, go over to Instagram at Popcorn and Piggy. Check out a few, if you'll listen to this when it comes out, a few images back. There's a video of two black guinea pigs side by side. In fact, I think on the image you can only see the one. Look out for the epic nudge that is one absolutely nudging the other out the way to get to the food bowl. It's absolutely hilarious, because afterwards the one goes, did you see that? Like, obviously he doesn't say it, but you can see it in his face. He's like, did you catch that? And there's just, it's one of those moments where you're just in the right place at the right time with the video camera. Hilarious. So they are doing amazing. I've managed to also, out of the three singles, bond two of those together. No issues at all. So I think it was a case of just space. I think probably one stood on another one and someone got a nip as opposed to an out fight, but very quickly in a small cage, and a nip and a nip back would have looked like a big fight. So I was very surprised, based on what we were told, that those two bonded so quickly. My hope is now, because the two being neutered are those two today, is to bond the other solo boy with those two probably in the next few days. Like, get them over their neuter, get them back to kind of full awake and alertness, and then I will try and bond the last one in. And I think that's also going to help the solo pig, because he's the one who's the really, really skittish pig. So hopefully by having him around other ones will really, really help his character develop and become more confident. So you can tell we're on week two today. So they've only been at the house, I think, for about 14 days, maybe a bit less, maybe a bit more. Can't remember. Then it's been a lot. There's been a lot going on. So let me give you a little bit of their names. So, bit of background. Rabbit Rescue and Friends, Jay, wonderful Jay, who runs the rescue. Like I say, if you're in the local area and want to adopt any of these guys, obviously you can. Then Jay, who runs the rescue, she loves to give all the adoptees or all the rescue bunnies, rabbits, reptiles, anything like this, which is why it's called Rabbit Rescue and Friends, kind of real names. So obviously I go along with that as most possible as I can. So what I've done, because there's just so many of them, is I've, in order to help remember them, because I'm not too bad with names, but it does help when you've got six and also some of them look identical, to help remember the names, I've done it based on colour. So you can have a bit of a guess now. You can pause the podcast and then restart it. So I'm going to give you obviously the colour and tell you how many guinea pigs, and you can have a bit of a guessing game as to what you think I called them. I will preempt this with, I have named them names, but except for maybe one, they are not kind of the go-to conventional names. So for instance, let's say Black. If I say Black and it's a name, probably most of you will go Ben. That's what I would call like a common name. So I can already tell you that one of them is not called Ben. However, this is the naming convention. So we have, there's three Black guinea pigs. So they all have a name beginning with B, and there's three of them. So you can pause the podcast now, have a think, and I'll reveal the answer right now. So there is Bobby. I'm sure quite a few of you got that. Bobby, who is super cute. He is really, really tame. He loves chin scratches, and will stare at you as you walk past, demand snacks, but actually doesn't really need snacks. He loves hay. So that's Bobby. Bobby is an absolute character. We have Blake, potentially another one that a few of you would have got. I would say it's probably more of an American name than an English name, but again, not common name, but potentially a name that you would have got. We've got Blake. Blake is one of the videos in the Notorious Nudge video, if I have just, you know, if you've checked it out. Him and his brother, so the third one is Bowie. Again, it's basically a surname, but when you've got to think, and it's really hard thinking a name, so we've gone with Carla, so Bowie. And again, Bowie is the other guinea pig in the Nudge video. Those two look identical. They are black with like a white stripe on their back, and it is just the only way to tell the difference is one has a stripe from like the on the right side, and the other one has a stripe on the left side. So already I have found, giving them antibiotics, I have to remember which side the stripe was of the one I gave the antibiotics to, so that I don't pick up the same one again. It's been crazy. So those are all the black guinea pigs. Like I said, they are also tame as well. Definitely check out that Nudge video on Instagram at PopcornBE. Hilarious. I keep rewatching it and still laughing. Then we have a chocolate guinea pig. Obviously, I couldn't go brown because that's another B. So we have a chocolate coloured guinea pig. Pause this, have a think. This one's the more obvious one. Have a think if you can think what the name might be. And I'm revealing it right now. We've gone for Charlie. So Charlie, the chocolate guinea pig. Obviously. No doubt about that one. He's the really, really skittish one. He's on his own at the moment, but like I say, I'm hopefully going to bond him. He had a little discomfort after the neutering. Just his gut flora wasn't great. So obviously his poops weren't great, but been there, done that, know what I'm doing. So he had a load of probiotics and he's absolutely fine now. He's quite a character. He doesn't come out very much. He doesn't really like pellets. He loves hay, but doesn't really like pellets. Loves his vegetables though. So yeah, I'm hoping by bonding him with the other two, which we have, we've named Bobby, and then there's two more. I'm hoping by bonding him with Bobby and the other one to come, he will come out of his shell and be a bit more confident. So fingers crossed for that. And then the last two. We have two more. So one lives with the other two black, Bobby. One lives with Bobby and one lives with Bowie and Blake. So these two have to be brothers based on their colour. They have to be. However, again, can't do too many different names. So we've got one who's kind of a chocolate and white spotty striped one. He's very, very unique colorings, and he's also got a little bit of, I would say he's like a short hair silky cross. He's got a little bit longer hair and he's so soft. Red eyes, which obviously means nothing. He's not blind, it's just the color of their eyes. And I think it actually makes him look more handsome. So this one we've gone for with the spots and stripes, obviously S. So have a think if you can think of like a not so common name, maybe more of like an elderly gentleman's name. Have a guess. Okay, I'm gonna reveal it right now. We've gone for Stanley. Stanley is the spotty striped one. He's the one, if you've seen the YouTube video, he's in the thumbnail. So cute. And then we have the last one who lives with Bobby and hopefully in the future Charlie. I've gone for white just because he's, again, kind of like a chocolate and white colour. He's a lot more white than Stanley. So obviously if it's white, it begins with W. Again, not a very common name, maybe an elderly man's name. Have a think, maybe pause. And we've gone for Wesley. So we have Bobby, Blake, Bowie, Stanley, Wesley, Charlie. Coming up with names is so hard, especially when there's six. So those are all the boys. Like I say, that's what their living arrangements. They're here temporarily. Charlie has been neutered and he's had all his medications, so he's absolutely fine. The three boys, Blake, Bowie and Stanley. So difficult. All got neutered on Tuesday, so they're on antibiotics now for the next few days. And then Bobby and Wesley have been neutered today, and they'll be on antibiotics for a week. So if you are obviously in the local region and are looking for a guinea pig, these are all at the rescue. You can reserve them, or rehome them now if they're to go with boys, or obviously you can rehome more than one of them together. Obviously I've described who lives with who at the moment. And if you want them to potentially be a neutered boy with your girls, they will just need, I would play safe and say 6 weeks, but the vets usually say 4 to 6 weeks until the neutering process has completely shut down, let's say. So yeah, it's been a very, very eventful January so far. Obviously it's still going on, so if you want to see all these cuties and keep up to date with their progress and whatnot, then come over to Instagram at popcornandpiggy. I'm posting every day on my stories as much as possible, and obviously on the feed. And yeah, so thank you very much for listening to this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. As ever, this is an extreme circumstance, so I wanted to memorialize it, if you like, in a podcast episode, because it's nice for me to come back and listen to these sometimes and see what's happened in a month or a year, or you know, potentially when we're doing the podcast in 2022, I can come back and say, oh my goodness, yes, that's how we started 2020. Because like I say, the podcast is all always going on. It's always going to be me talking to you. If you want to hear anything, obviously DM me on Instagram. I would be more than happy to provide content that you need help with or you want to hear. Obviously, let me know as well if you have anyone that you want to hear being interviewed on the podcast. I have a few on my list to tick off as we go into the future, but be sure to let me know if you want me to interview anyone else. And if you haven't already done so, then please also share this in your Instagram stories, leave a review on the Apple Podcast app, and just share it with your friends, your family. Let more people know, because like I say, the situation here, in a sense that so many guinea pigs got surrendered from one house to the rescue, there is obviously a lot more that can be done in terms of educating people about guinea pigs, their care, what happens in terms of their little bodies and how they reproduce and things. So the more people that know about this podcast and anything else that you obviously enjoy watching, whether it's our YouTube videos or other YouTube videos, just please, any way you can, share any information that you have with those who need it. We need to do this as part of our fight to improve the guinea pigs in our lives and everyone else's lives, to have a better quality of life. And obviously just people be able to enjoy them more as well. You know, the more, these six came in very, very timid, and within 2 weeks they are already demanding snacks, already taking over my heart, my house. And it just shows you that with the right environment, guinea pigs can flourish no matter what their situation was. So if we can help more people, that's what I'm all about. So thank you very much for listening to this episode. Obviously I'll be back next Thursday with another one. And yeah. See you then. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a star rating and review it on the Apple Podcast app and share it with your piggy friends. It really helps us get our message that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world and are not disposable pets to more people. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. Our username is @popcorningpiggy, where we'd love to connect with you and learn all about you and your guinea pigs. Our Instagram account is linked below in the show notes, along with all our other links to our social media. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye!